morning, everyone. It's time again for the Church of God radio broadcast. It's coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. Here now is Brother Dishman to bring us another good message from God's eternal word.
I'd like to ask you, if you would, to turn with us over to Genesis and the 32nd chapter. Genesis, the 32nd chapter, I want to begin reading at verse number 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. As he wrestled with him, and he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after me my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." My message deals with the subject, having power with God. I believe in too many cases, even people who are truly saved and are born of the Spirit of God don't have the power that they'd really like to have in their lives. They don't have the power to overcome the world like they'd really like. They don't really have the power to overcome temptation like they'd really like to have. Having power with God. We find here that Jacob was in his loneliness. And while he was in his loneliness, one having the bodily form and the substance of a man came to him and began to wrestle with him. We could have titled this message, "Wrestling with God." I say if we ever have the power of God, we're going to have to wrestle with God. Amen. Amen. If we're ever going to have the early church's power, we got to get back to the pattern. Oh, we'd like just to have things handed out to us on a silver platter sometimes. But if we ever get power with God, it's going to take putting forth some effort on our own part. Amen. Friend, if we really put forth the effort like Jacob did, I believe we can have greater power, greater victory in our heart and life in this day in which we're living. I say in many cases we're living too far below our privileges. Amen. We find that as he wrestled, he found out here in verse number 25, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. The thigh is the pillar of a man's strength, and its joints with the hip, the seat of physical force for the wrestler. Jacob now finds that this mysterious wrestler has wrestled from him by one touch all his might, and he can no longer stand in his own strength. I say, you might not understand this at the beginning of the message, God wants us to go through the same thing that Jacob went through. God wants us to realize and understand that we cannot stand within our own strength. It's not us that lives, but it's Christ that lives in us, the hope of glory. And this is something that Jacob came to realize. He realized that within his own strength, he was nothing but a failure. I say, dear ones, we can't live this life within our own self. You can't rise above sin within your own strength. And if you're trying to rise above sin within your own strength, friend, you're going to be a failure. You're without strength, without God, without the power of God. If it wasn't for the Spirit of God in our hearts and lives, we'd all be robbing banks and stealing chickens before the morning was to come. Amen. Amen. It's the power of God. Brother Paul learned this secret when he said in Galatians, the second chapter, in verse number 20, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Then he stopped. He changed it around. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. Amen. It's not us that lives. It's not me that's living. It's not you that's living. But it's Christ that lives in us. That's why he said in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and verse number 13, I can do all things. How? Through my strength? No. Through the strength of Christ that strengthens me. I say there's nothing we can't do through Jesus Christ. Within ourselves, we can't do nothing, but we can say, not boasting in ourselves, but boasting in the grace of God, we can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. Having power with God. I say this is the secret of this kind of living. The secret, friend, is not within ourselves. It's God that lives within us. I'm so thankful for the scripture in 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse number 4, where he said, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. I'm glad there's a greater one on the inside than he that's in the world. Amen. A greater man comes in when you get saved. Amen. You lived after the flesh before you got saved. You had no other choice but to live after the flesh. But thanks be unto God, when you get saved and repent of your sins and turn from your sins, at that moment of time, there's a greater one that comes in and he takes up his abode with you. And I'm glad he don't save us in our sins, but he saves us from our sins, praise God. Amen. I'm glad for a God that's big enough, amen, that he don't leave us wandering around in the hog mower, amen. He lifts us up to a highway of holiness above the sin of this world. Somebody said, you can't help but sin. No, you can't help but sin before you get saved. But after you get saved, when you get this new man on the inside, you can reign in this life. Amen. You'll turn your heart and life over to him. Thank God you can reign with him right now. Amen. Praise God forever. I say this power is not a power within ourselves. Jacob realized that he didn't have any strength within himself. He realized he was helpless. The very part of his body that he needed the most to be a successful wrestler, he lost that power, and he depended completely upon the power of God. That's the way God wants us to come to. Amen. St. John, in the first chapter, and verse number 11 says, he came into his own, and his own received him not. He came to his own people. He came to the Jews, and the Jews received him not. But I like the next verse. But as many as received him. But no, makes no difference if you're a Jew, Gentile, bond or free. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. Somebody said, Brother Larry, I'd get saved, but I'm afraid that I can't live it. That's right. You never said the truth any clearer. You can't live it. But if you'll let him come in, he can live it in you and through you. Somebody said, I'm trying to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. You'll never work out your salvation with fear and trembling till God works it in you. And when he works it in you, you can begin to work it out on an everyday basis. Amen. Thank God for the power of God. Oh, Jacob learned that. He found himself without any support whatsoever from himself. He hangs upon the conqueror. And in that condition, learning by experience, amen, the practice of sole reliance on one mightier than himself. And when you and I as Christian people can learn that, amen, we'll be better off, spiritually speaking. Jacob now feels himself strong, not in himself, but in the Lord and in the power of his might. Praise God forever. Having power with God. Wrestling with God. I see that Jacob had persistent faith. He said, won't you turn loose at me? Why don't you let me go? The day's getting ready to break. Not until you bless me. Not until you bless me. And he was trying to get away. Amen. That's the way Jacob did. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care if I'm here all day. I don't care if I'm here all night. I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. Amen. That's the kind of faith that we need. We need that persistent faith. That faith that won't say no. Amen. That'll just hold right on there. It makes me think of my favorite scripture, Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and verse number 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thanks be unto God. They that wait upon the Lord, praise God, he'll renew your strength. You may feel like you're on your way down. You may feel like there's no one to turn to. But they that wait upon the Lord, he'll renew your strength. And once again, you can mount up with wings as eagles and begin to soar with eagles one more time. Amen. You don't have to stay down in the valley. You don't have to stay down in the wilderness. Praise God, you can soar with eagles if you wait upon the Lord. He'll renew your strength. There's times I lost my strength. I was like Jacob. I had no strength. But I came before God and I waited upon him there. And just in time, amen, he came and renewed my strength. Praise God forever. Thanks be unto God. Yes, we need this kind of persistent faith. Jesus is the author of our faith, but the devil's the author of unbelief. Amen. He knows if he can get you to doubt God, he'll get you laying out of the services. He'll get you slacking up in your experiences. And the Bible says in Matthew the 13th chapter, verse number 58, and there he could do not many mighty works because of their unbelief. Our unbelief can limit the power of God. Amen. I say, friend, if we have power with God, we're going to have to diligently seek him. Diligently seek him. Friend, it's not a matter of fact of coming down to this mourner's bench and half-heartedly asking God to do something for us. I say, if we're going to have power with God, we're going to have to search it diligently. And if we'll search diligently, he's a rewarder of those that search diligently after him. Amen. Jacob was despairing now of his own strength. He's still Jacob. He declares his determination to cling on until his conqueror blesses him. He now knows he's in the hand of a higher power. Amen. He's in the hand of one that can disable him or one that can enable him. Amen. God can disable you, then thank God he can enable you. Amen. Somebody said, I'm enabled, Brother Larry. I'm disabled and I'm unable. Well, God can enable you and give you the power, just as he gave Jacob the power. Amen. He knows within himself he's utterly hopeless without the healing, quickening, protecting power of his victor. And though he die in effort, he will not let him go without receiving the blessing. I'll not let you go till you bless me. Turn loose of me. Let me go. The day breaketh. Not until you bless me. I'm going to hold on. Amen. Jacob's sense of his total and utter defeat is now the secret of his power. And that's the secret of our power. When we realize we can't make it within our own self. When we realize, oh, I prayed today coming down the highway. I prayed while ago in the study. I said, Lord, I'm unable to preach, but I know you can enable me. Amen. When we realize our weakness, then God will be strong. Amen. Thanks be unto God. Amen. We come to the part where he says, "What is thy name?" You know, Jacob hated to answer that question. There's a reason why Jacob hated to answer that question. You know what Jacob means? You look it up in the Hebrew, all these words has a special meaning. You know what Jacob means? Self-reliant and self-seeking. That's a poor name for someone that don't have any strength. Amen. But now he's disabled and dependent on another and seeking a blessing from another. Amen. Sometimes that's been our name, hasn't it? Jacob. Amen. You ever felt self-reliant? The old devil tried to make us feel that way. Take heed, he that thinketh he standeth, lest he fall. Oh, don't get to thinking you're standing within your own strength. It's not our strength, but it's the power of God if we stand. Amen. Then God said, "I tell you what I'm going to do for you, Jacob. I'm going to give you a new name." Amen. "I'm going to give you a new name, Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed." God changed his name to Israel. Amen. Then Jacob turned around and he even named the place where he is at. And he called it Peniel. Oh, friend, how we need this persistent faith. Oh, many times we hear messages, we see needs in our life, but I'm afraid in many cases, we're not persistent in the request. We're not persistent in what we ask God for. If we would be more persistent, we'd see greater results. This passage of scripture reminds me of the little lady in Luke the 18th chapter. And he began that chapter, verses number 1-8, and said, "Men ought to always to pray and not to faint." And it said, "There was a certain judge in a certain city, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city that came and said, 'Avenge me of mine adversary.' And he would not for a while, but afterward he thought within himself, 'Though I fear not God, nor regard man, lest by her continually coming she weary me, I'm going to avenge her of her adversary.'" Oh, but I'm so thankful it doesn't stop there. It goes on and it says, "And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him?" I tell you, he shall avenge them speedily. "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" What does that mean? He'll definitely find faith when he comes. But he's talking about a peculiar kind of faith, persistent faith. Like this lady had, she wouldn't take no for an answer. Like Jacob had, he wouldn't take no for an answer. He had persistent faith. Amen. May God help us. I want us to look at some experiences in the Word of God. Judges 6:34, I believe Gideon had a place that he could have called Peniel. Amen. Judges 14:6, I believe Samson had a place that he could have called Peniel. 1 Samuel 11:6, I believe Saul had a place that he could have called Peniel. 1 Samuel 16:13, I believe David had a place he could have called Peniel. Saul, in Acts 9, chapter verse number 17, I believe he had a place that he could have called Peniel. Because it was there that he prevailed and got a hold of God. We all need a place that we can call Peniel. A place where we prevailed with God and got a hold of God and called the power of God down. Amen. I say the satisfied person never does anything to promote his spiritual growth. But the Bible tells us, "I'll pour water upon him that's thirsty." If you're thirsty, God will pour water upon you. Fresh living water. That's why Isaiah the 12th chapter said, "Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation." Matthew the 5th chapter verse number 6 said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Jacob was a man that thirsted and hungered after righteousness. He was filled because he had the hungering and the thirst. And if you've got the hungering for more of God, for more of the Spirit of God, if you've got that craving, if you've got that thirst, God will quench the thirst with his righteousness. Jacob was a man hungering, thirsting after righteousness. Hosea 10:12 says, for it's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Jacob went and sought God till God came and rained righteousness down upon him. Oh, I often think of this song. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Oh, that ought to be our heart's desire. A higher plane than we've ever found. God, plant my feet on some higher ground. There's higher ground for every one of us. There's deeper depths for every one of us. God just wants us to come. All the scripture says in Matthew, the 7th chapter, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be open. No change will ever come in your life, in your relationship with Jesus Christ, unless you crave the change with all your heart. Deeper depths, higher heights in the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to be like David every once in a while. Lord, my cup runs over. It's one thing to get the cup full, but God's got more than that. Every once in a while, God wants to run the cup all the way over. A little bit will run out, and they can get a little bit of taste of this living water. Amen. Friend, have you hit a snag in your spiritual progress? Has there been a leveling off? There's no satisfaction in being an uncommitted Christian. God created you and I. God saved you and I. Not for half-hearted service, but whole-hearted service. God wants our all to be in the work of God. God wants our whole heart to be in this thing. Not partially. Amen. I wonder how often our spiritual poverty is on display when we're entirely unaware of it. Do you have a place that you can call Penal? I believe, my friend, on the day of Pentecost. Oh, it reminds me a whole lot of like Jacob. Amen. They was wrestling with God in that upper room. All they had was the promise. That's all they had was the promise that Jesus made to them in Luke, the 24th chapter. He turned around and gave them a commission and told them to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. He gave them the commission to take this gospel to the whole world. Go preach it everywhere. And they was fixing to take off and go preach. And just as they was getting ready to go out the door, he said, wait a minute. Don't go right now. Go to Jerusalem first of all. And wait till you be endued with power from on high. Amen. Don't tell me the scripture in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, is not true. Amen. They waited on the Lord, and their strength was renewed on the day of Pentecost, and they mounted up with wings as eagles. Amen. Amen. I believe on the day of Pentecost, my friend, they could have called that place not only Pentecost, they could have said, we're going to name this place Penal. We've came face to face with God right here. Amen. Thank God forever. Let me say this. People that have power with God, I'm talking about people that's really filled with the Spirit of God, don't backslide. Somebody said, you believe in eternal security? Absolutely not. But it's people that lose the power with God that backslide. It's the people, my friend, that let the oil drain out that backslide. It's the people that get lukewarm in their condition that backslide. Friend, if you'll stay filled with the Spirit of God and have the power of God working and operating in your life, The enemy's not too big for you. Amen. If you feed the flesh will be the strong man. But if you feed the inner man on the things of God, on the Word of God, pray and read the Word of God. Praise God, you can have power with God. You can have power with men. Amen. I've just preached what God's laid on my heart. Amen. I believe there's some in the sound of my voice, you're really not experiencing victorious, joyous living. You just don't have the power with God like you'd like to have. Maybe like you once had. You know what you ought to do, friend? You ought to mark your place and say, I'm going to name this place Peniel. Amen. You need to find you a place to pray somewhere and say, I'm going to call this place Peniel. I'm going to wrestle with God until He blesses me. I'm going to prevail with God until I get the power that I need in my life to overcome the temptations that I've been faced with. God's got the power we stand in need of. Amen. Let's be like Jacob. Let's be persistent. Let's get all that God's got for us. He's got more for us. Would you find your place and call it Peniel? Because you're going to prevail with God. You're going to have a power that you never had before in your entire Christian life. Amen. A greater power than you've ever had. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you is our prayer.